So yeah, I need to do a series called Why Do You Hate Yourself? A Why Do You Hate Yourself series. And one of the reasons is you've been trained by the system to hate yourself from a child. Whether it's a bloodline curse, whether it's the culture curse. You know, your culture's a cult, right? Culture is your cult. Culture, your cult. Instead of focusing on the script, your script, to follow your script, you're following on the culture, your cult. You're following a cult. And the reason you hate yourself is because you're in a cult. People in a cult hate themselves. Why? They put themselves back under law when Jesus already paid it. Jesus already paid it. It's finished. Before the foundation world, it was finished. It's faith alone and Jesus alone, the finished work of Jesus. But in a culture, you're in a cult. Inside time, you're in a cult. See, Jesus is outside of time. Today, yesterday, forever. Jesus is the same today, yesterday, forever. If Jesus is outside of time, he's the same every moment of every day. And if you're in Christ, you're the same. You're hid in Christ in God. You're seated in the heavenlies. Is God in time, stuck in the time repeat? No. God is not stuck in a repeat. God is outside of time. God is in the now. Jesus is in the now. The Holy Spirit is in the now. You're in the now. The Holy Spirit in you is in the now. It's really just common sense. The reason we missed it is because you've been lied to by the system. Everybody says, oh, I love America. Don't you know the Chinese love love their culture? I love my freedom. You're not free. Under law, if you're in the flesh, you're under law. If you're under blue letter law, the blue sky, you're not free in the flesh. The way you're free is in the spirit. Your bodyship is stuck in time, but your spirit man is outside of time. Now, I'm going to tell you how to break the time cycle. Really easy. I'm going to tell you how to quit hating yourself. It's really easy. They're all connected. Because when you break, see, time means befalling. Look it up. Try the spirits. Everything I'm saying, try it. Test me. Try. Ask questions if you don't understand. There's no stupid question. If you don't know, you don't know. Time means befalling. Time means to befall. Adam and Eve dropped us into time. Now you can use, if you step on the other side, if you go across to the other side, you can actually use time for your benefit instead of it being a negative. You can use it for a positive. And the way that you do it is sow seed. But if you sow seed of death, you're going to harvest death. If you sow seed of life, you're going to harvest life. How do you shift the time parable? The time paradox, I meant. How do you shift from and time being your enemy to time you controlling time? Time being on your side. Okay, so time is a cycle, right? You already know what's going to happen tomorrow. The cogs turn. The cogs turn very slow, but the cogs turn. So you already know what's happening soon. You already know what's going to happen before it happens. Every tooth on the cog looks the same. So as the cog turns, you already know the next tooth looks just like the one before it. So the cogs are the same. If you step outside of time, in Christ, in the spirit mind, you know the word, you rightly divide the word, you already know the beginning from the end, what shall be, has been, what has been, shall be. In Revelation, Russia attacks Israel, and Russia attacked Ukraine, who's a Jewish leader. Russia's always attacking, because Russia attacks in Revelation. Russia's always contrary. If China attacks Israel, the people from the east attack Israel, that means they're attacking you now. How are they attacking you? By the food, by the they're always in warfare. If Russia and China attack Israel, they're attacking you now. Because if you're the elect, who is Israel? The elect. What does America represent? The elect, a copy of Israel. Because up and down, our law has grace in it. Other nations, they don't have grace in their law. They're draconian. Russia, China, they're draconian. In the USA law, you have some grace. You can pay a lawyer and have a redemption fee and get out of trouble. Amber Heard will probably file bankruptcy so she don't have to pay Johnny Depp. So she can get out of trouble, but it lasts for 7 years, right? 7 years complete. What's my point? There's a redemption fee. USA represents Israel in types and shadows. And so China attacks Israel. Russia attacks Israel. So they attack the people who are free. China is attacking you through warfare, through the food, through the products. Their labor force is attacking you because they're trying to make things really cheap and kill their people to attack you. Somebody's got to sacrifice. So they work their people to the bone, put them in these little huts and buildings and lock them down to attack you. They lock down people to attack your economy. Because the people in America, the leaders are so stupid, they attack themselves. They send all the jobs to China and Mexico because they're willing to kill their people. And then by doing that, they're killing you. It's just a top-down thing. So the leadership hates themselves. Why? Because they hate you. Your boss hates themselves because they hate you. The CEO hates himself because he hates you. He makes millions and billions and trillions of dollars, but he never passes it down. And the Amazon workers are working themselves to the bone for just to make it. And then when they take a break, they get a 30-minute break. And if they don't get there on time, they get written up. I know what I'm talking about because I've ridden. I've driven them. I've talked to them. I've asked them all about, is that a good job? And they'll tell me their stories. There was one story, it shocked me, and I forgot what it was right now. It'll come back to me one day. It totally shocked me. I was in shock. I thought, that's happening in America? What's going on here? And the reason is everybody's pushing for profit. Pushing you harder. They want you to sacrifice, but they don't want to sacrifice. They want you to do the work, but they don't want to help you. What happened to servant leadership? If somebody says, come in, what's that on the floor? Why don't they pick it up themselves? They walk right by it and they say, why is that on the floor? All they do is pick it up. Because they're lazy. That's why they want to be in that position. They want to be served. They don't want to serve. And so they're actually destroying their own soul. Because Jesus said, the greatest among you is a servant. Anyway, the reason you hate yourself is your bloodline trained you to hate yourself. Your mom or your dad or your grandparents, somebody enabled you. Your spouse is enabling you to hate yourself. Somebody you live with and not married to, they're enabling to hate you. If you live with somebody not married, you pretty much hate yourself because you're being enabled to live in sin. They're enabling it. Somebody, they're getting something out of you. They're either getting rent money or they're getting free food or something. They're getting something out of you because they're enabling you to, because they hate themselves. The reason they enable you is because they hate themselves. It's true with renters. It's true with landlords. It's true with every situation. You either hate yourself and you enable, or the person who wants to be enabled hates themselves. The drunk, the drug head. If you're destroying your body, your temple, you hate yourself. Really. And you can justify, well, I don't want to work a job because it don't feel good. Your body needs exercise. You need resistance. If you're lazy, you hate yourself. I mean, it's really simple. You actually sleep better when you work. You might say, well, I just can't work. It's because you eat too much sugar because you hate yourself. I mean, I'm just being honest. I mean, it's really simple. They told me, don't eat all that McDonald's cheeseburgers and Coke. I didn't believe it. It was the truth. And when you wake up, you get mad. You get mad at the system for lying to you. And you get mad at yourself for lying to yourself.